they're down there taking photos. Andy Watson does a great job. We've seen him in the arena. You know, this guy really captures the essence that we see on PBRnow.com with these bulls and these bull riders, and they have some great photos. So Bullstock Media was down here, and we actually had an opportunity to catch up with one of your favorites that we don't normally get to hear from a whole lot because she is usually back home working things from the house during the live event center. So let's take you down here and start things off right with a little bit of an interview from one of your favorites with Bullstock Media. Hey, y'all, we're down here at the Stephensville, Texas Spring Fling, and you know, you never know who you're going to run into here on a Saturday night, one of them being a young lady that you guys hear a lot from on the PBR Built for Tough Live Event Center, and Miss JC. So tell me what you're doing down here with this event for the PBR Built for, or the Touring Pro event.
Basically, we're covering it from head to toe. There's a lot of bulls. We work from 8 in the morning till 11 o'clock at night. We're cracking a lot of latches. You know, these photos will go out media-wise, as well as these photos are available for stock contractors and the riders to purchase, and they'll have them forever, keepsakes.
That's right. And I know everybody really enjoys seeing your pictures week in and week out. And you guys do such a great job for the, you know, for the athletes down here as well as the stock contractors. They get some good photos down here. It is a long day, though, for you guys down here. It's been a long 2 days, right?
Yes, very long. I haven't been out of the house in Montana for probably since November. So getting back out on the road is, and hitting an event like this is a lot, but it's good to warm up. And Montana winter has been cold, so coming over here to some sun is really nice as well.
That's right. Well, what are you going to be going out to any events later on, and maybe the fans can run into you? Because you guys have quite a following, am I right?
I'm not sure what the numbers are at this point, but I know I've got a lot of herdies out there that visit with me and keep in touch. And so, yes, I will be in Billings and in a location, no more virtual JC for the weekend. I'm actually going to be on site. So Billings, I will be there. If anybody wants to stop in, say hello, I'll be there.
Good deal. And, you know, everybody says that they're looking for their shout-outs for the herdies, and you were just able to do that. So here we are on our rodeo wrap-up show down here at the Spring Fling, and I know that the herdies really enjoy hearing from you guys, and they look forward to seeing you out there.
Yep, that's right. They'll get rounded up for next weekend, and we'll be all back together. The herdies will ride again.
There you go. Well, we look forward to seeing more of your photos down here and look forward to next week up there in Billings.
Great. Thank you so much.
All right, guys, that was JC with Bullstock Media, and we had an opportunity to run into her and Andy Watson. Fantastic time down here with those groups, and they really have. They have just absolutely done phenomenal down here, taking some fantastic photos that you guys can actually, I believe you guys can see them on the ABBI's website, and hopefully we'll be able to get some links up for you guys. But Bullstock Media done a great job down here at the Lone Star Arena at the PBR Touring Pro event in the Spring Fling, and it was for the entire event down here. They were down here for the Derby, and they were down here for the Futurity, so it was really a great time. Now, going back to the Futurity today with these young two-year-olds, we actually had an opportunity to sit down with a stock contractor. Now, I know a lot of our fans out there may say, you know, these stock contractors, we don't get to hear a lot from them. But this particular stock contractor, we've gotten to see quite a bit of, and we're going to get his perspective just a little bit on what it's like to bring bulls down here to the Spring Fling in Stephensville, Texas. So let's take a listen.
Hi, guys. We're down here at the Spring Fling, and going on down here, we've got the Futurity for the two-year-olds, and we're catching up with a stock contractor, but you may know his name here, Cord McCoy. Cord, talk to us a little about what you're doing down here at the Spring Fling.
Howdy, howdy. Well, you know, it's an event that we look forward to every year as a bull raiser, I guess. You know, they have a huge Futurity, which is a two-year-old bull competition. They have a Derby, which is three-year-old bull competition, and also a Classic, you know, which will be on the Friday and Saturday night, where the fans kind of pay to come watch. But, you know, for a stock contractor, it's a big stop because everybody kind of cracks out their new young bulls. And, you know, I did the same. They had 154 entries in the fraternity this morning. And, you know, I was two of those. And, you know, it pays 10 holes, but it's going to be a huge payback. And, you know, not only that, if you win the spring fling, you know, it's huge for your breeding program. If you're producing bulls or selling bulls or even, you know, selling cows or semen or anything like that, it's good for your business.
That's right. Well, now you say you had two bulls entered up here, but one of them was yours and the other one was actually Sarah's. Am I right?
Yeah, that's a tough story because actually both of those bulls have done good. One bull called Come On Baby has actually won first at a fraternity earlier in the year. Today he kind of got caught up there. He hit his head and kind of went out there a couple more and went the other direction, didn't get the best score. The other calf is called Kickapoo, and Sarah named the calf, but you know, one weekend I was gone, and Sarah actually took the bulls to the competition, and the bull was under Sarah's name, and the bull really won. So, you know, since then, it's always been Sarah's bull, kind of how it works, I guess.
Well, there you go. Now, you're actually still competing out there, just not as hard as you have been in the past, am I right?
Yeah, you know, I made the Canadian finals, Canadian PBR finals. I made the PBR Challenger finals in Denver earlier in the year. Went to Fort Worth and Pueblo. Been to several of the big events, but as far as riding, I've slowed down a bunch, but, you know, still riding. You know, I used to go to 100-some events a year and, you know, be riding practice bulls during the week. Definitely love bull riding, but, you know, I love raising the bucket bulls and competing with them and being around, you know, the people in the PBR. I'm sure my whole life I'll never be completely away from it. But right now, just kind of slow down and going to different events. I like to go to the biggest ones, you know, and still like to get on those ranked bulls.
That's right. Well, I know it's Easter weekend, and you're actually not going to be sticking around. You and Sarah are actually getting ready to hit the road. Where are you guys headed now?
Yeah, actually, I got in-laws in Iowa, so we're going to from Steamville, Texas, to Brayton, Iowa, to egg hunt. So it's a big day. We can get up there and go to church with her family in the morning, and you know, she kind of packed up and moved to Oklahoma for me. So going up there for several holidays, not that big a deal, but I guess when your starting point is in South Texas, feel like you're back on the Amazing Race again.
There you go. And it's kind of funny you mentioned that because I've got in-laws in Oklahoma, which is why I'm down here in Stevensville right now. So we're having a good time, and it's a great place to be, and we're glad to see you down here, Cord.
Yeah, it's awesome. You always look forward to coming, and it's the people that make it worthwhile, you know. You know, I don't think Come On Baby's going to win any money today, but you get to spend the weekend with some really nice people and getting out on your bull and kind of showcase your bull. So it's good to be here.
Well, thanks for taking the time out, and we'll see you down here at the next one.
Yes, sir. See you down the trail.
All right, guys. That was fan favorite Cord McCoy, who actually has some stock down here, entered up in the two-year-old fraternity that was going on today. And, you know, I don't think we could have gotten a better perspective from any other stock contractor out there than a guy who understands bull riding like Cord McCoy, and then to have him come down here and bringing his bulls down and give us a stock contractor's perspective of what it's like down here at the Lone Star Arena. So, you know, it just goes to show you that these guys really enjoy themselves, and not just Cord McCoy, but LJ Jenkins had bulls down here. Cody All had bulls down here. You know, and then, of course, all of your favorites. D&H Cattle had bulls down here. Teague Bucking Bulls. You know, the list goes on with the amount of talent of bulls that were down here this weekend. And you can bet that a lot of them that were here bucking as two-year-olds with a dummy on it will be back, and we will get to see them later on down the road with some cowboys riding them, and you can bet that I can assure you that some of them will be on the CBS Sports Network there for the PBR. So you guys make sure to stay tuned, as you're going to see a lot of bulls developing down here, and there was just a large amount of bulls down here at both the Derby yesterday and the fraternity today. So, guys, we're going to take a quick break for talk to some of our sponsors down here. But I've got to tell you that we're going to be right back here talking about tonight's PBR Touring Pro event right here from Stephenville, Texas at the Lone Star Arena. So stay tuned.
Hey guys, it's rodeo announcer Brett Weldon talking about technology and rodeo. You know, lots of things have changed over the years since this sport first began. One thing we want to talk about is our friends at RodeoGenius.com. It's the virtual online rodeo secretary for event producers and classifieds for all things rodeo. Fast, easy, and hassle-free. For more information, check them out at RodeoGenius.com.
You're listening to the Rodeo Wrap-Up Show on Macon 8 Rodeo Network, right here on KWBY 98.5 FM, 107.9 FM, and Macon8Rodeo.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Rodeo Wrap-Up Report. They're our friends at Rodeo Genius. You guys make sure to go find them at RodeoGenius.com. Now, getting down to tonight's action, and let me tell you, it was action-packed. The bulls that were down here were some of the top in the business, and you know, these young 3-year-olds that were down here at this ABVI Classic were just, I mean, phenomenal. And you know, it's one thing, we've seen a lot of it at the PBR Built for Tough Series events when they bring in these ABVI Classics, how difficult a lot of these bulls are to ride. The guys don't know them, they don't know what their tendencies are. These young bulls haven't developed their tendencies yet. So, you know, these guys really had to bring their A game. But, you know, with the list of talent just in the bull riding here, not only tonight but last night as well, there were some big names, Bonner Bolton being one of them. Unfortunately, there in the first round, he got bucked off. Scotty Knapp, another cowboy that we've heard a lot about, he had a rough night on bad breath of Boyd and Floyd bucking bulls. Elliot Jacoby, another guy, Colt Donaldson. These are guys that we've seen on the Built for Tough Series, you know, that whether it be from invites or you know, being able to work their way up in the standings here in the PBR Touring Pro Division, you know, these guys had a rough night. All of them ended up bucking off. But one guy in particular that didn't, that we know and have heard a lot about, Stormy Wing. You know, in the first round, he had a bull they called Breakdown. And, you know, he ended up coming out as the, well, as the overall leader in the weekend with 87.5. And, man, I'm telling you, it was a great bull ride. Brock Russell, another young guy from Pueblo, Colorado, ended up scoring 84. And that was in the first section of bull riding. Going down to the second section, man, I'm telling you, the list goes on of the talented names. Wagner Luciano, the guy that's from Brazil, makes his home in Florida now, had an opportunity to come out. We just saw him a couple weeks ago in Fresno, and we had an opportunity to see him here this evening. And unfortunately, one of the guys that ended up bucking off, you know, there were so many guys. Matt Bohan, who we've seen had some really successful weeks here just in the past month, Matt Bohan ended up bucking off his bull. Alfonso Orozco, and I apologize if we mispronounce that name, Mexican cowboy, down here on a World Cup card, got an 84.5 in the second round. So there was a little bit of excitement going on. Now, we've had two sections of bulls, and we've only had 3 qualified rides. You know, that's 24 bull riders. Those are 21 guys that ended up bucking off, and that's not good, you know. But when you're talking about these young bulls in this ABVI Classic, it makes it really difficult. And these guys do have to bring their A games if they're going to end up competing for the money that comes with it here at the end of the weekend. Man, there were so many top names. Lachlan Richardson, Jordan Hupp, Fabiano Vieira. You know, those guys, Caleb Sanderson, the Florida Cowboy. Now, Caleb made a great ride in the short round last night, 85.5. Unfortunately, was one that ended up bucking off here tonight. Lachlan Richardson bucked off. Jordan Hupp bucked off. Fabiano had a qualified ride, 79.5. It was a low score. I believe they gave him an option for a re-ride, but he had turned it down due to the fact that this is an ABVI Classic, you know. So I think he made a smart business decision there, which pretty much almost guaranteed him a spot there in the short go. You know, and of course, that's where you want to be at the end of the evening. So, Fabiano, 79.5, another guy that was able to get it. Gustavo Pedrero scored 83 in the third section of bull riding down here on Saturday night. just to name a few other guys that we have heard about, Pistol Robinson. Now, Pistol's coming off of, you know, breaking both of his legs last year there in New York. And, you know, he's getting back here in these touring pro events, and he's doing rather well. But unfortunately tonight, Pistol Robinson, another cowboy that ended up having a short night and bucking off. Jared Craig, another guy that we have talked about and we've heard from there on the Built for Tough series. Both those guys had another short night. You know, there's a lot of guys that we have seen down here. Like I said, the talent that was down here is, you know, you can't say enough about these guys. We watch them on the CBS Sports Network. You know, we know these guys can ride bulls. But when you're talking about these young three-year-olds and you're talking about the stock contractors that are bringing them in, you know, it sure raises the bar and it sure raises the level of competition that goes on down here at these ABBI Classics. So, unfortunately, you know, we had five qualified rides. So, based on that, they had to draw back at another five. Last night we had four qualified rides in the long round. Tonight we had five. Jory Marcus was also entered up here tonight. Now, we saw him ride and compete. He was entered up twice last night, ended up placing in the money for both of those. And we saw him tonight. This guy had one that really, you know, that was the other thing. These guys, I saw so many seven-second bull rides, it was unbelievable. You know, these guys were hanging on for 7 seconds, and I haven't seen more guys lose their ropes at 6.5, 7 seconds like we did here this evening. One of the other ones that were really notable was Alfonso Orozco. Now, he scored 84.5. We talked about him here in the second section of bull riding. Now, he lost his rope. He ended up riding his bull, just staying over center and doing exactly what it takes to ride bulls in order to be able to stay on and make the eight-second whistle, was able to do that. But he did it with no rope in his hand for the last second, second and a half. But there were a lot of guys that ended up losing their ropes. Now, I will tell you, too, another notable highlight that happened tonight, Hernald John of Tuba City, Arizona, you know, he had a bull, Raven Flyer, and this is one that's co-owned by Boyd and Floyd. As he got bucked off, was heading for the fence, because this bull was looking to horn in on his business, the bull kind of gave him a boost, threw him up over the fence, and when he turned around, Brian Flanders, the bullfighter, one of the bullfighters that were down here that have done an exceptional job all weekend long, ended up getting knocked out. And I'm talking, this was not a pretty picture. Now, we did see Brian end up getting up, walking out on his own. He is going to be sore tomorrow. I can guarantee it. Man, you know, but you can't say enough about these guys that are here protecting these cowboys. You know, TJ Beggs, you know, another bullfighter down here that was just those guys all did a fantastic job, and we can't thank them enough for the job that they do week in and week out. But to see them down here and, you know, working during these performances, we also had another bullfighter earlier yesterday during the Derby, ended up breaking his leg. So tough weekend for the bullfighters. But, you know, if you ask any one of them, they're going to tell you that they would rather it be them than a cowboy getting stuck in the middle. And that's why we call them the cowboy lifesavers. So we've got to tip our hats to all these bullfighters. And when you're out there in town, you know, you hear somebody talk about a bullfighter. Hey, these aren't the guys that just go out there and wear makeup and try to act funny. These guys do a job, and we cannot thank them enough for what they do. So make sure you guys walk up to them and tell them thank you for the job that they do. Another guy that was down here, Cody Sosby, and, you know, that guy was funny. He was entertaining the crowd down here, and I'm talking a packed house at the Lone Star Arena. Another guy that we have got to thank, as well as our announcers down there, Scott Grover, Matt West. Hey, guys, fantastic job. It was great to hear them on the microphone this weekend. And, you know, these guys were up early. They were announcing for the Derby and the Futurity going on during the day, and then they were back at it here for some Wild and Western action at the Lone Star Arena. So that's actually going to be our long round, guys. I will tell you that we did have a couple guys that we were able to catch up with. Now, another guy that we do want to mention here, Marcus Merluce, the Nevada Cowboy, he came down here and had a bull that bucked him off there in the long round. However, I will tell you that he ended up winning Texarkana last night. So we were able to catch up with him, and let's take a listen to this interview with Marcus Merluce.
Hey, guys, we're down here with bull rider Marcus Merluce. Marcus, kind of had a rough night tonight, but down here in Stephenville, but you actually won Texarkana, am I right?
Yeah, I was the only guy to ride two there last night.
Well, good deal, man. Talk to us about the ride you had here tonight. I know it wasn't great, but let's what'd you have?
Well, my bull, I didn't really like him too much, but I was riding him and then he stumbled and it brought me down on his head, and he didn't stumble bad enough, I guess, that they would give me a re-ride. They got to go all the way down, and it was just kind of an unfair shot, but that happens a lot of times in bull riding, so.
Yeah, it does. Now, you actually won this event before, is that correct?
Yeah, I've won second here and placed here before, and last year I finally won it, and I was really wanting to win it again this year, but it don't look like it's going to happen now.
Well, you know, it's not over yet. I don't know what the time was on there, but, you know, the good thing is they're drawing back here for the short round, right?
Yeah, I don't know if I made it back on time or not. I'm close, but if I get another one, we'll make the best of it.
There you go, man. We'll keep your fingers crossed. Hopefully we'll see you back here in the short round. Congratulations on Texarkana.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
All right, guys, that was Marcus down here, the winner of Texarkana. Unfortunately, had a short night down here on Saturday night. We ended up not seeing him in the short round. But we're going to get in and talk about the short round and talk about some of the exciting matchups. Guys, I know it was a long night. We're talking about 52 bulls bucking, and we're only seeing four qualified rides in the long round. But this short round, this got wild and western down here. You talk about exciting. Everybody, I think, was standing at the edge of their seats as it came down here to the close. But we're going to talk about it right after this short break, so stay tuned.
Partner, you know what time it is.
Are you crazy?
Let him out, boys.
The Making 8 Rodeo Network is live, and I have got to tell you, to be down here with good friends and have the support that we've had down here was just amazing.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Makin' 8 Rodeo Network right here on KWBY, 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM. Live reports from rodeos all over the country, rodeo wrap-ups, and interviews with the top cowboys and cowgirls in the sport. Check out Makin8Rodeo.com for videos and links, as well as KWBYRadio.com, as we have teamed up to bring you the best in music and rodeo. Your source for rodeo news just got bigger. Making 8 Rodeo Network and KWBY. Only on Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
I love watching you together.
You're listening to the Rodeo Wrap-Up with Making 8 Rodeo Network on KWBY 98.5, 107.9, and Making8Rodeo.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Rodeo Wrap-Up as we wrap things up from Stephenville, Texas. And I got to tell you, we're only going to wrap it up for a short time because we will be back down here to cover more of the action that is going on at the Lone Star Arena. So, getting back down to the short round. Now, as we talked about it earlier, in the long round, 87.5 points was our leader with Stormy Wing. We were able to catch up with him before he went into his bull. So let's take a listen to the interview we had with Stormy Wing right before the short round.
Hey, y'all, we're down here with PBR Superstar down here with Stormy Wing. Stormy, you had a pretty good bull ride here in the first round, 87.5. That's going to lead going into the short round tonight. Talk to us about it.
Yes, sir, he's a good bull. One of my buddy's bulls, actually, and I showed up. He was glad that I had him, and I hadn't really seen a whole lot of him. Said he'd be either way, and you know, it worked out. He bucked, and I stayed on, and looking forward to going to the short round.
That's right. Well, it did look good. Now, you were actually in Texarkana last night, right? How'd you make out there with Mike White?
Yes, sir. It was Mike White's bull round last night. Went second in the long round over there. It was 89.5 in the long round, and then they got me down the short round, but wound up winning third over there, and then we came over here today just going at him.
There you go. Now, if you win tonight, that's going to probably give you an opportunity to ride next week up in Montana, you think?
I don't know. It depends. My buddy Marcus, he won it last night. So I'm just going to stay on and let the rest of it take care of itself.
There you go, man. Well, hopefully we'll see you back here on tour, and good luck here in the short round.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, guys, that was Stormy Wing. As we caught up with him before his ride in the short round, and as he was the leader coming into it with 87.5 points in the long round, had a great bull and really looked good down here. The short round, we had 5 qualified rides. 5 other cowboys got drawn back. Corey Fielder, Lane Granger, Patrick Che, Jory Marcus, and Lachlan Richardson all got drawn back here in time, so they were able to make it back to the short round. Going down to the guys that made qualified rides in the long round, Fabiano Vieira, Gustavo Pedrero, Brock Russell, Alfonso Orozco, and Stormy Wing. So those are your guys that, you know, if they made 2 rides, you can pretty much assure that, you know, based on those scores, we're going to see some guys coming home with some paychecks. One of the guys that got drew back in, Jory Marcus. Now, I cannot tell you how exciting it was. We were about 4 or 5, just about midway through. You know, we're getting down here. We had a couple buck-offs down here earlier in the championship round. Jory Marcus comes up on a bull, which was actually owned by Boyden Floyd, Whiskey Rebel. You guys have seen him on the Bill Ford Tough Series. This was the feature bull down here this weekend. This is a bull that all the cowboys love to get on. And if you're going to ride him, you're gonna make some high scores, and you're going to make some bank. And sure enough, Jory Marcus came out on Whiskey Rebel. One of the best rides I think that I've seen at an event like this. 90.5 points is what he scored, and it was every bit of that. So exciting to watch this guy. The crowd was so electric, and I'm telling you, nobody left at all during this event. This was a packed house down here at the Lone Star Arena. These guys were fired up on a Saturday night, and Jory Marcus made things happen. Now, Jory's kind of living down here in Stephenville now. He's working on a ranch down here. This guy, I am becoming a true fan of Jory Marcus. I've seen this guy all weekend long, and just seeing, you know, how electric he is and how much energy he brings to the other guys back there behind the bucking chutes was fantastic. I admire the guy. I respect the guy, and this guy knows how to ride. So, you know, it really looked like these other guys were going to have to make some rides if they were going to come out here on top. 90.5 points there in the short round for Jory Marcus on Whiskey Rebel. Fabiano comes up, short night, bucks off. Gustavo Pedrero, bucks off. Brock Russell, bucks off. Alfonso Orozco, bucks off. Comes down to one guy. Now, we're talking about a matchup beyond matchups. Stormy Wing has a bull they call Wake Up Call. And, you know, he comes in with 87.5. He knew he had to make a ride in order to beat Jory Marcus. Jory Marcus has made all kinds of money down here this weekend. You know, had a great night last night, and it came down to Stormy Wing. So here it was, 87.5 points. Stormy Wing makes it in the long round, comes back, and matches that in the short round. 87.5 points there. The only guy to ride 2 bulls here at the Lone Star Arena all weekend long, and he ends up taking the victory back home. So Stormy has got some money in his pocket, but don't count out Jory Marcus. That guy had some money in his pocket as well. Now, I will tell you that we did get a chance to catch up with Jory Marcus, and let's talk about that ride with him there for 90.5 points. Let's take a listen. All right, guys, we're down here once again with the guy that we just talked with last night, Jory Marcus. Jory, you have had a heck of a weekend down here in Stephenville. Tell us about tonight's ride.
Well, you know, I've had a pretty good weekend, but it all comes from a good event nonetheless. Today I got a little white spotted bull. He was out the right-hand delivery. You know, he was just right there, turned back to the right, In 7 seconds, I swear he made at least 14 wraps. He ended up bucking me off about 7.5 right in there. But I hit the ground on my feet, and I stood up, and I didn't think I could walk away. I was so dizzy. And, you know, the short round was great. I drew back. I took one of them holes. If they don't ride 10 bulls, they'll draw back on time. And I drew one of my boss's bull again, Toby Floyd, that Whiskey Rebel. He was also one of the feature bulls. And, you know, he was great. He kicked out of there, reared really hard. About took my arm from me a few times, but I just bowed my chest out, stuck my chin by his horns, and we made a 8-second ride, 90 points.
Yeah, it was 90 and a half, and it was every bit of it. It looked great out there. Now, you know, that really puts you in a big spot out here. You were sitting in first place, then you had third place and fourth place. You just had all kinds of money coming to you. But one guy down at Stormy Wing now, he ended up covering two bulls tonight, which gave him the event. But, you know, I want to talk a little bit about your character, Jory. I'm standing right next to you, and I swear I couldn't hear the crowd over you hollering for Stormy out there to make a bull ride, man. What's it like for you to be down here and travel, knowing that, you know, he had a shot to take the win, and he was able to do it?
Well, to be honest, I have to deal with this 24/7. It ain't no different. Lucky enough for me, Stormy is one of my really good friends. Traveled with him a little bit, and, you know, it's just the love and the passion for your friends to exceed at your dreams and goals, and I'm pushing just as hard for them as I am for me.
Well, we've watched you all weekend down here, pulling guys' ropes, cheering them on. You know, and it really says a lot about your character and who you are as a bull rider, man. We enjoy watching you out there, watching the smile, man. The hats were throwing off in the arena tonight, 90.5 points, so congratulations.
Hey, thank you very much. I also want to say thank you to all my sponsors, those guys that helped get me down the road. We got Tribal Tough, Rednecks with Paychecks, Riding Dirty. Big thank you out to all of them. Make sure to see the next Mudfest with Rednecks and Paychecks.
That's right, and you're going to be in Billings this next week, right?
That's right. Home, well, it's not quite hometown, but it's close. I'm a Montana boy from heart, so good to see the folks.
Good deal. We'll see you then.
All right, thank you.
All right, guys, that was Jory Marcus, and you talk about, man, one of the best characters you're going to see. And these guys that are down here behind the bucking shoes, they feed off of his energy. I can assure you, I mean, I've saw Jory – I promise you, I've seen that guy on the bucking chutes pulling ropes for these guys more than anybody else, and he's pretty well known. He wears the flashy red vest, the camo vest. He also wears the red chaps. You really can't mistake Jory when you see him out here. I mean, you just see that red chaps. He's getting off a bull. He's still in his stuff, and he's getting right out there and pulling ropes and encouraging these guys. Well, you know, Stormy Wing, it came down to Stormy Ring, and I was Stormy Wing, and I was standing right next to Jory as he was just cheering and hollering for Stormy as he got out there on that short round bull. So I really tip my hat to a guy. I got a lot of respect for him. This is a young, talented kid that we are going to see a lot of there on the weekend events at the Bill Ford Tough Series. So we can look forward to seeing him in Montana. He's got a lot of momentum going into it. Got on some, really good bulls this weekend. I think we're going to see him back there this next weekend. If you guys are doing the PBR draft, you know, you might want to go and pick Jory Marcus. I'm telling you, if I had it, I would certainly put him on one of my top spots. Great young kid. We're going to see a lot more from him. So, guys, that is about going to do it here on our rodeo wrap-up report from Stephenville, Texas, as we wrap up the spring fling. And, you know, before we do, I want to send a special thanks out to the Lone Star Arena down here, Boyd and Floyd Bucking Bulls, as well as all the staff down here at the Lone Star Arena. You know, they have really catered to not just us, but to the fans, to the community down here. These guys really reach out. And I can tell you that, you know, we're going to make this our second home from wherever we're at. You know, it doesn't matter. We like Stephenville, Texas, and we will be back here again, I assure you. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to more action right here on the Rodeo Wrap-Ups as we give you more coverage down here at the Lone Star Arena. Another group of guys that we want to thank, Bullstock Media, for them being down here and doing such a fantastic job getting the photos down here. We look forward to seeing more of them at the PBR Live Event Centers. Another guy that we have not had an opportunity to talk about, Omega Productions and Todd Greenway, his wife, his crew down here, they did a fantastic job doing the video display, putting up the scores and everything for the arena. We look forward to working a lot more with Todd Greenway in the future. KWBY, our good friends over here, 98.5, 107.9 FM. can't thank them enough for bringing us down here to Stephenville last week. And, well, shoot, you know, it's always nice to have a good place to park the old Making 8 Rodeo Network bus when we come into town. And we sure appreciate KWVY and the crew down there. Six Gun Sarah, got to send a big old shout-out to you. And you know what? To all of you fans for tuning in right here on Making8Rodeo.com as well as KWVY 98.5 and 107.9 FM. You know, if it's not for you guys supporting us and supporting these rodeos, man, we would sure have a hard time making things happen down here, but we are excited about it. Want to wish everybody a safe and happy Easter down here, and want to wish you safe travels as you get ready to head out to the rodeos and, you know, get ready to head out to the Monday work week. Now, we will be back on our Back on the Ranch show Monday night, 7 o'clock Central Time. We'll have guests. We'll recap more rodeo action coming your way. So keep staying tuned to MakingEightRodeo.com. Until next time, fans, make sure to get a grip with Making 8.
Thanks for tuning in with Making 8. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
God.
Get in touch with God.